Good morning, good people. Thank you, Rob, for letting us be here this morning with Steph Stewart to talk about a soulful Christmas which features the Chocolettes.
Yes. Good morning, Kipling. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining us. Steph, I saw the show and I just thought it was so wonderful and I wanted to talk to you about it because it seems like it was such a great idea. Culturally, Christmas carols are a little different. And in our community, we don't always hear our carols out in the general marketplace.
Yes.
They sometimes don't make it on the TV shows and into kind of the general consumption. You've put together something that brings it all together.
Thank you. And you're absolutely right about that. A Soulful Christmas embodies our, when I say our, I say the urban ethnic culture, as far as our soundtrack to our lives, as far as Christmas is concerned. These are the Christmas songs that we know, that we grew up with, and the music memories that we have. And they tap into those memories. Every time you hear the Silent Night version by the Temptations, you know exactly how old you are. You know exactly where you were when you first heard it. And you know how your mama used to dance in the living room when she heard the song.
And the deep voice at the end, you know, that starts it. I mean, the whole ethos of Christmas in the African-American community is on stage in a soulful Christmas.
Thank you. And you're right. Because of the fact that I felt that I would go see the Nutcracker or I would go and see Radio City Music Hall, and those shows didn't allow me to walk out of the theater singing a song that I was familiar with or even sit in a theater and have songs I was familiar with. Of course, we all, you know, can hum the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies. However, that's not what you want to sing when you're, you know, walking home.
It's not what you play when you're cooking breakfast, when you're making Christmas morning dinner, or Christmas Eve. Those are not the songs at the house.
You know, I decorate my tree to Mariah and, you know, and that's, you know, that's
Santa Baby.
Santa Baby, Eartha Kitt. And so I put all those elements into the show that I thought would spark the memory bank for all of those who want to see the show.
Well, it definitely sparks the memory bank. It's going to definitely be a new tradition for my family during the holiday. But I also wanted to talk about the fact that you tie in very experienced dancers and performers with the kids.
Absolutely. You know, who can have a Christmas show without children? And ironically, I hired two kids for the show. The two characters' names are Destiny and Julius, and they get a magical trip back in time. I don't want to give too much of the show away because everyone should come see it today. But it's really, what I said, I'm just going to have those two kids in the show and have the adults, you know, act out all the parts. But all the kids kept coming to audition and more children and more children. I was like, you know what? That's what I'm being told, I think, is that Christmas is about the children and seeing the kids on stage. And even when they sing the Charlie Brown stuff, it's just magical. And everyone's, even in the audience, they start to sway left and right as if they were Linus and Lucy, you know, on Charlie Brown. So it's really great. It snows in the theater and everything. It's awesome.
It is really such a good performance. And the kids seem to be so professional. We hear so much about arts being left out in the schools and left out of the community. But these kids seem so bright. And they're boys and girls.
Yes.
I had my 4-year-old niece and she was like, boys can be dancers.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the arts is still taken out of the schools and it still gets the short end of the stick. And, you know, we can't, you know, we can't do anything but to shout it out. However, a lot of these kids came to me as a new cast member and I got that opportunity to work with them and teach them everything I can drum up in my good old vaudeville trunk of my experiences. And it's really great that they are sponges and they really want to do it. Some of the kids are returning for a second season. This is our second season for the show. And I think they're going to be around for a long time because there's something magical that happens when you're doing theater.
It's great even seeing them afterwards when the cast comes off stage.
Yes.
After the end of the performance and the kids are there and they seem so polished and they're signing the programs. And
yes,
it seemed like such a wonderful experience, not just for us who saw it in the audience, but also for all of your participants.
You're right. They really look forward to getting to the theater and getting there on time and being early and hanging out. And, you know, when you're in theater, you become a family. You really, truly do. And you're with these people. You're working blood, sweat, and tears. And I'm easy to work with if you are serious about what you're doing. Now, that goes from being a 7-year-old and being a 70-year-old. And, you know, we're not here to play. We're here to have a great time, but to do great work.
And you guys do great work. Which brings me to the Chocolettes.
Yes.
So A Soulful Christmas is wonderful.
Thank you.
Which is, I was just saying, it seems amazing that no one had thought to put this kind of performance on stage before. But also, you've got the Chocolettes.
Yes, the Chocolettes are, they've been coined as the soul version of the Rockettes. So they're African-American-based dancers who are beauties. They're just gorgeous. And I auditioned them that way, hire them that way. And this year we also have the Chocolate Chips, which is the younger set of the ladies. And it's really magical to have them. They're really basically ambassadors of goodwill. And they're a lot for young girls to look up to and say, hey, I would maybe like to be a chocolate or a chocolate chip someday. Someday they're going to have a chocolate chip and a chocolate doll, I promise you.
But Steph, again, how had no one thought to do this before?
I don't know. I've always thought of it. You know, I did my very first version of this show in 2007 on my front yard in Philadelphia. And I hired the Chocolettes in Philly, and I didn't even have a place for them to perform. So I gave them the address of my house, and they showed up, and I had all my neighbors there, and we used the headlights of cars. And they did their kick line in the street. It was magical. It really was. And no one ever forgot, and I sure didn't. And that show turned out to be what a Soulful Christmas is today, the base of that show. So,
but the Chocolettes, not only are they professional, but they do what the Rockettes do. I mean, they're doing the high kick.
Yes, they are. They really are. And they're technically trained, and they're very serious about what they do. And I have to let them know sometimes, I mean, girls, relax, it's okay, you have fun. You know, we're Chocolettes. You know, we're not the Rockettes. We can have a little bit more personality. And actually, our girls can have a little bit more hip, a little bit more lip. And because if, you know, and not to say that they're full figured at all, they're very much in shape. But, you know.
No, there's no fat on these girls.
They're just stunning.
But they are so good. And I'm saying that not as a professional dancer, but someone who appreciates it.
Right.
The technical precision that they performed, it literally did kind of match.
It rivals the Rockettes. Rockettes. Because those ladies, they know what I'm, you know, where I set the standards for the show. And some of them have been with me for a couple of years now. And the women who, Rachel and Vanessa, who actually helped run the Chocolettes for me, they were original Chocolettes, you know, here in Atlanta. So it's really great to have them be a part and really be on the girls, you know. I'm the nice guy. They're the bad guys, actually, in all of this. They make sure they keep it tight.
Well, again, I just thought the Chocolettes were wonderful. The Chocolate Chips were wonderful. And it just seems amazing that no one had thought of this before. So I'm glad that Step had this imagination. Where did that come from? What made you think?
Well, you know, I'm a big kid. I love Christmas, you know. And actually, Mariah said something on television the other day, and I sat up straight because she said, even when I wrote these songs, Christmas songs, because even when times were bad, music gets you through. And that's really what it's all about. The music and the music of Christmas. You know, I'm the guy who starts playing Christmas songs officially the day after Halloween. So and now since I created my own Christmas show, I can start playing them all year long because I've got to get things right for the show. That's my excuse.
Keep listening to Christmas 24/7.
Absolutely. Singing them and dancing them. And it's great because it's not your traditional Christmas show, as you know.
No.
We have elements of Duke Ellington in there. We have elements of jazz. We have elements of hip hop. And it's just, you know, from rap to Run DMC.
It's from 1942 to present the present day.
Yes. We go back through time. And it's just, you know, I found a clever way to do it. And I'm proud of that. And, you know, I have really great aspirations for this show. I've done many shows. I've produced many shows. But this actually has been probably the one that I know I can go to sleep at night and go, wow, I did the right thing for sure.
So produced many shows. Tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get here to produce shows?
Well, you know, I've been a performer. I've done several Broadway shows from Cats, Dreamgirls, Jelly's Last Jam, and worked with some amazing people. But I was always a sponge. I always listened to what the directors and choreographers were saying. And I've always felt it was of value. And I felt, you know, sometimes you look at things, you go, I could do that a little better. Or I could maybe do that. Or, so there's nothing wrong with being creative. You know, I said, I'm not going to dance in the ensemble in the chorus all my life or sing in the chorus all my life. I want to put
be
it out
center
there.
Stage.
Yeah. And you know, in sixth grade, I always told people, I said, someday my name is going to be above the title. And, you know, and now it is. And it's great. And it wasn't about the accolades. It's about wanting to give back something to theater, to the community. And the Porter Sanford Performing Arts Center is it's a great facility. It's run by David Manuel, who does an incredible job, and the team there. And it just, they accepted my vision. And a lot of people see me as a young producer and they go, how is this, you know, what are you going to do? You're a kid. You know, they still see me as a kid, and that's okay. I'm 50 and I'm cute. So, but that's okay. But that's fine. I give a young energy, and that's what it's all about. You know, some people call me the Peter Pan of Broadway. You know, I liked the fact that I can get up and dance with you no matter what age you are and feel, you know, terrific. So I produced Red Hot Broadway off Broadway in New York. It was a Broadway music concert of soulful songs from Broadway shows.
Okay.
And we're bringing that back, it looks like, in the spring here. So we're excited about that. I produced and I wrote completely Show and Tell, the musical. It's a kid's I would say I don't like to say it's a kid's musical. It's a family musical. It's adults playing kids.
Okay.
And it is pretty magical. It's pretty magical. It's the story of Vivian Lorraine, who comes to school on Show and Tell Day. She has nothing to show because she doesn't have any money. However, her friend Natasha convinces her that she does have something to show, her voice.
Okay.
And Miss Bluzette is a homeroom teacher, and she sings her face off in this fabulous blue wig.
Oh, we've got to see this one, too.
It's great. It's great. So that's Show and Tell, and we have a great soundtrack for that. And I actually recorded the soundtrack. We recorded the cast album at Duke Ellington School of the Arts in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and that's where the show premiered. So it's great. I love being here at the Jazz Station because I have wonderful jazz ties. I just did the Jazz Cruise, the Capital Jazz Cruise out of D.C. And yeah, it was awesome.
So more about A Soulful Christmas. I know people can see it today.
Yes.
At the matinee and this evening. And then tomorrow.
Yes, you can see the matinee tomorrow as well.
But you guys are traveling.
We are going. I can't believe this. We are going to Indianapolis in a couple of days for next weekend shows. And, you know, it's the Madam C.J. Walker Theater there, and it's a historical black theater, and I wanted to do it there, and they agreed that we should do it there, so we're going. We're packing up the truck and moved in Beverly, as they say. So it's great, and we've actually recruited two dance studios in Indianapolis. Yeah, to join us and be a part of the show. So they play sub characters and throughout the show. But this show is based around singing and acting, and there's a really good story to this musical.
It is a great show. So let's tell people, if you want to go, you can go out to the website.
asoulfulchristmas.com. And check out, and you can find out all about tickets and show times there. But check out the website. Check out a little promo commercial on there.
YouTube with the chocolate.
Yes, you're going to smile all the way through it. It's really, really great. It's one of those things where if you're at home and you're going, okay, I'm listening, or you're driving, you're listening to this radio station right now, and you're going, what am I going to do with the kids? What am I going to do with the family? What am I going to do for myself for the holidays? Getting a ticket to this show is like giving yourself a treat for Christmas.
It's a celebration. It really is a celebration of African-American Christmas.
It really is. And even if you're not African-American, you will enjoy this show.
Even if you're not African-American, because we're saying African-American Christmas carols, but just as the general Christmas carols bleed over,
yes,
our Christmas carols
absolutely
bleed over too.
I mean, when you hear Michael Jackson sing Santa Claus is Coming to Town, it's a wrap. You know it's Christmas. You know. And, you know, and one of the first songs I put in this show is Christina Aguilera's It's Christmas Time. And it's wonderful. And it's just great to share and be a part of something so magical at the holidays. I always wanted to do a Christmas show. I've done them in my head for years. So now I get a chance to see it on stage. And there are over 100 people in this cast. What am I doing?
Step, we are so glad that you were able to get this out of your head and onto the stage, because it's a wonderful performance. If you don't get to see it this year, I think people should mark their calendars and know that this could be part of a tradition, a family tradition for
absolutely
the holidays.
Absolutely. We've already had people do return visits, and some doing them throughout the weekend. I'm like, okay, well, I'm glad you enjoy it. They need it. So I'm really pleased that we're able to bring something to Atlanta area and then across the country, and who knows where it can go from here. I've got some really wonderful people interested in joining the cast next year.
So I'm going to say it again. It's asoulfulchristmas.com at the Porter Sanford Performing Arts Community Center.
That's correct.
And you've got this weekend to check it out.
You've got this weekend only to check it out in this area. And then otherwise you have to wait till next year. And that's a whole another 12 months away.
No, we don't want to do a countdown to Christmas for 12 months.
No,
so go
no
and see it. Thank you so much, Steph. And we'll have to bring you back to talk about your spring show.
I would love to. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks, everyone. This is Merry Christmas from the Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. Thanks, everyone. Talk to you next month. Happy New Year.